Hello and welcome back to the Miracle Minded Podcast. This is Nicole Sylvester and I'm so happy you're here. The Miracle Minded Podcast, it is a space to realign and remember the potential and power you truly hold to create a fulfilled, rich, and deeply connected and meaningful life. So I want you to let that land for a moment. What does it mean for you to have a fulfilled, rich, and deeply connected, meaningful life? Like really getting into it. What does that mean for you? That may look different and feel different in different seasons, but I bring that to you and share it here to kind of line us up for where we're going in today's episode. Because the episode is all about why settling literally makes us suffer. I know I've done it. I have seen it in different areas of my life, and that's how I know how we suffer. But more than my own experience, I have been working with women for over 8 years, and I have watched as women have tried to squeeze into lives that no longer fit for them, or to try to shrink into a space or place because they don't want to deal with the discomfort of what it really would take to allow yourself to move forward and really grow in the direction that you know that you're meant to. Or maybe you don't even know that you're meant to yet. Maybe you are in that like limbo of, I don't know, maybe this is where I'm meant to be. I'm already in this commitment. I'm already in this space. I said before that this is where I wanted to be. So you try to shrink and manipulate yourself energetically, physically, emotionally into a space, into a version of yourself that may not be what your soul is really asking you to do in this part of your life. So we're going to talk about that. Before we go into why settling literally creates us suffering for us and why it hurts us, I want to talk about something else because this just came up for me in the last few days. And I think it's such a beautiful opportunity to just teach, to share from my own lessons. You know, that's the difference between coaching and mentorship. In coaching, there is so many questions asked. There's this way that I work with my clients and I'll ask them questions to help them come to their own conclusions and truths, help them see themselves differently, give them tools to help them do things to go further and to fine tune. But when it comes to mentorship, we're sharing our lives. We're sharing what has worked for us, what hasn't worked for us. We're letting people know, letting our people know. And now I'm letting you know on this podcast. That's what I love about it. Is I get to share some things that I've tried, some things that worked for me, some things that didn't work for me. And it's not to say that this is going to be exactly what works for you because I believe that we each have our own one-of-a-kind way. But what I do know is that women that are living in their power, women that are trusting themselves, women that are in this place of like, I am here to remember my potential and power and I do want to create intentionally and I want to know what I'm made of in this lifetime and I don't want to settle. Us kind of women, we tend to have some commonalities. There's some clues, right? So I like to share some things that I've done along the way, and I just wanted to point that out. So right now, I am in the mountains of California, and it has been such a beautiful experience. We came up here 3 days ago, and it was something like I was even on the fence, like a couple weeks ago, I told my friend I was going to go to Miami to visit her. And there was just something that felt like, I don't know, it just felt a little chaotic for me to just hop on a plane and go to Miami. And I was back and forth with it. And to be clear, now in hindsight, I ended up getting my cycle. So I just think my body was like, no, we're tired. We don't have the energy for all of this right now, changing time zones and then coming right back because I like to sleep in. So that happened. But then I knew that there was this potential to travel here and to go into the mountains and stay up here for a bit and change energy, recharge. And there was this part of me that was resisting it a little bit, like being practical. And I think what threw me off is the fact that my dog had this emergency vet visit and then he had to get on medications and he's fine. It was like dental situations, but he has to get procedures when he gets back. And it just felt like, I don't know, is this the time to just pick up and leave? And when I really sat with it, there was more energy and life flowing in the space of let's go. So I always follow that. I follow that. And that's something I help my clients discern and have that distinction of the subtleties of like, where is life asking you to go? Because there's always something for you. So nevertheless, I got it together. We all, you know, packed up and we are here for 2 weeks. So I'm really excited about that. But let me tell you, as soon as I got on the road, I remembered that the practical side of me is not where the magic lives. And I had so much fun just driving up here. And this isn't even the lesson that I wanted to share with you. I have something else coming. But what I will point out about this is that part of us that wants to keep us in the familiar, the practical, the predictable, because it just seems better, safer, something more responsible. Sometimes it's keeping us from our big, rich energy. The energy that's like, yes, I'm feeling expansive. I'm feeling lit up. And this is what so many women are missing in their lives. And I feel like when we tap into this, we start tapping into so much that wants to come through us, that wants to be created through us. We start attracting different things. So I just want to remind you, if there's something that you have been wanting to do, that you've been feeling called to do, this is natural. I remember that some of the women were coming to Bali and one of the participants had booked the wrong flight accidentally. And funny story, I actually did the same thing, which I had never done in my life. But she was writing me and said that she had booked the wrong flight and they were trying to charge her extra. And that basically, in her own words, she said that that practical voice of reason, of practical, what you can see, what's comfortable and familiar, was like, maybe you shouldn't go. Maybe you shouldn't do this. Maybe you shouldn't. And some of the other women had shared that too, that they had just like little feelings and conversations like, maybe I shouldn't go. Maybe I shouldn't do this. I just want to say that this is natural. Like, this is natural because we are literally wired with a mechanism that says, stay where you're safe and familiar. Stay where it's predictable. Keep it easy for yourself. But in sometimes we're actually diminishing and stifling ourselves, which kind of ties into the settling and suffering. But Chanel and I had a great time. We were driving up here, and this is what I wanted to say, is that when we're driving up, I'm usually putting on audiobooks, podcasts. My daughter is a great car sleeper. So usually 30 minutes in, like after we do the snack or breakfast run or whatever it is that we're doing when we first get in the car, she just dozes off, right? I don't know if you're like that, but she's definitely like that. So I'm in the car by myself and I put on an audiobook or podcast, but this time my daughter put on some, I don't know, like alternative rock, ragey music. And I was feeling it. It woke up something in me and it reminded me of my own teenage, like angsty music I used to love listening to. So I was like, all right, put on some of these songs. So I had her putting on like Smashing Pumpkins, Foo Fighters, like these things that I had loved. And I was feeling it. Like, we just had a great time. So for hours, we're driving, listening to 90s alternative rock and just having such a great time just on the drive. So I want to share this with you just as some inspiration and maybe a little nudge to just shift things up, switch it up, do something that freshens up the energy. I'm a big fan of it and it changes us. So the actual lesson though, the thing I wanted to tell you in terms of like a mentorship moment is that I was with a friend on the phone for a couple of days and she was doing something. She was doing this like quick event. It was under $100. And I was like, yeah, I like that. Maybe I should do that. And we were just talking. She's like, yeah, I think you should do that. And I had this moment of just like, go, run with it, do it. And that's how I really had always run my business, is doing those kind of things. And I put it out so quick. I came up with it. It was like a natural progression. There was a topic. There was something that was already present from conversations I was having with women. And I just put this thing out there. I mean, I made the offer page. I did all the things. And as I did that, and when it was completed, it only took me a few hours. But when it was completed, there was just something that felt off about it. There was nothing wrong with it. It was a topic that I talk about. It was things that I know for sure I can help women with. It would have made me some money, but just something felt off. And I was like, huh, okay. So because of that feeling, it was funny. I tried to send out an email to my list and it wouldn't let me. So I was like, I'll do it tomorrow. But I had a podcast that I recorded about it. So I put the podcast out and I shared it on my Instagram and just something felt off. And when I describe what felt off, it felt like this little kind of, I wasn't going to say a fast feeling in my gut, a fast feeling in my body that just something wasn't settled and at peace. So I was like, that's interesting. I went through a scan of what it could have been. Was it this conversation I have? Was it this to-do list? Was it the upcoming trip? Was it something I said? Like, what was it? And then what was not sitting right was this offering. And for whatever reason, it just wasn't sitting right. So I was like, I'm going to sleep on it. So I slept on it. I woke up the next morning and I was like, this isn't right. This isn't what I'm meant to do in this season. This doesn't feel like it. I'm going to pull it off. So I literally took the podcast down, which if someone had already downloaded the podcast, it would still be there. But there were only like 40 downloads or something at that time. I took down the podcast. I closed up the link, took it off my Instagram. Just like that, I changed my mind. And it's not because I don't want to do a thing to serve a group of women. It's just that something deep within me said, reserve your energy. There's something more that you're meant to create with this. Like, I want you to utilize your energy differently. So I obeyed. As soon as I did that, it felt more true. It felt good. Could I have run with that? Sure. But I just felt this growth and this like next level of sensing and feeling. And there is nothing wrong with it. So I want to share that there wouldn't have been anything wrong with me moving forward with this thing, delivering it, rocking it out. But I do want to share this. And this is something that I brought up on my Voxer today with one of my one-on-one clients is we have so much, only so much creative energy, mental creative energy, physical creative energy. There's like the energy that's needed for us to fulfill what our body needs to fulfill, right? Like to detox and digest our foods, to be able to walk and do the things you need, to clean the house, to take care of your children, to go work out, all these things, right? And then there's like the mental capacity of how many decisions can you make a day? How much can you actually create and serve other people? How many, what's your social battery like? Like how many conversations can you have? There's all of these things that we have to get to know about ourselves. And when we get to know this, we can create in a way that is more potent and powerful. And I do feel like in entrepreneurship, it's a beautiful walk and a journey and an experiment to figure out like, well, what is the most powerful way that I can create and be in my business? What is the business model that really lights me up? There's going to be things that pop into your mind and things that show up for you that you really can just run with and they feel good and they are like a win-win for all. And then there's going to be things where it's like, I could do this and it would really serve other people, but something just feels off about it. And we have to have the discernment. And I would say that having this discernment is kind of like an advanced thing, meaning that in the first few years of your business, you're going to get to know this by experimenting. So don't be afraid to experiment. Don't be afraid to play. Don't change your mind just out of resistance and fear. But I want to share this for those of you out there that may feel like something feels off, and it could be in your business. It could be in something in personal life. It could be a date. It could be a coffee date with a friend. It could be anything. But when something feels off, feel into it and know that you have the permission to change your mind and to care for yourself and give yourself whatever you need so that you can utilize the energy and the potential that you have in a way that is for the highest good of you, especially, and then for all. So that's what I wanted to leave you with. Now, I hope that helped. If it did, let me know. Send me an email, let us know in the review, something like that. I love to see how these things are landing because this is a one-way conversation in a sense. I like to hear like what you're enjoying. What are you enjoying? So this settling suffering. When I'm saying settling suffers because I have a note. I have a little notebook here and I wrote down some notes to get clear before I sat down. I don't always do that, but today I felt called to. So today we're talking about this and I want you to feel into, like as you're listening, you're going to get clues from your body if something is speaking to you in a deeper space. If there's something that's here to be uncovered for you, I just want you to notice that. Like, this is so important. This is the work that I help women do. And I want to tell you just right here on this podcast, when you're listening to something, there's clues happening below the head. Notice what's there and notice what feels true. And if you want help with this, if you want to go deeper, if you want to get a better understanding and start to unpack and utilize your energy in these powerful ways, I want to invite you to reach out to explore what it's like to do private coaching with me, because I'm in a season of doing that and I'm really loving it right now. Today's Monday, so we have Voxer Mondays, and I've had such beautiful back and forth, like just unpacking and reflecting and offering feedback to my clients and help them get the little breakthroughs in the way that they can create more powerfully in their potency and also create less suffering, more joy, more thriving, more fulfillment, more financial prosperity. So if that calls you, let me know, reach out, and we can discuss that. And finally, I want to say this before I go deep into this conversation, is that the Bali retreat, the early enrollment for January 2025 is ending in 6 days. So it ends on the 25th. I believe, yeah, Sunday is the last day that you can get that. So if you're one of those people that's like, I know I have to be there. I know I need to go. I know I want to be a part of this and I want to gift it to myself now. Join us now. Save $500. There's a payment plan. The payment plan is actually, you can do it through me, and it's just, it's spacious because it's early. There's room to pay it off over time and to give yourself this gift. And then of course you can pay in full and just have it done and not have to worry about it. There's that option too. But the thing I want to say about the Bali retreat and the why I decided to go back to Bali is because Bali is changing. Like, there was a lot being built up when I was there. And like, even in 4 years from when I last went, pre-pandemic to when I just went in February 2024, there was so much that had changed. And I was like, whoa, just a lot had shifted. So I thought, okay, the last one was so magical. It was so deeply beautiful and feminine. And there's something about Bali that, yeah, sure, we could go to Arizona and we could go to maybe, you know, New Mexico or Texas or somewhere in the East Coast, we could do these places, but there's something about Bali that just has a unique lushness to it. There's a vibrancy to it. And there's something about Bali that maybe many people don't even think of, is how many prayers and offerings are made on the island of Bali every single day. Like, over the course of a year, there are millions and millions and millions of offerings made a day. As you're walking through Bali, you see the little offerings everywhere, the little offerings that people are making. Like, there's this beauty and ritual, and there's this energy from the island because of that. So there's something so special in that. And then of course there's the travel, which could be a deal breaker for some people, but for the women that are into it, I think that it really cracks women open in a beautiful way as well, because it gets you so out of your comfort zone. Like, it gets you so out of your comfort zone that sometimes there's a breakthrough just in doing that. Like, women are like, I'm so proud of myself. I traveled, I did this, and they feel so confident. They feel so alive, and there's something to it. There's something really to it. So I just want to share that with you. If you feel called, reach out, send me an email, DM me. But know this, if you DM me and you don't hear back from me in like 3 or 4 days, then you have to email me. Sometimes the DMs get caught up in like spam messages and things like that. So Nicole@NicoleSylvester.com or support@NicoleSylvester.com. January 25th through 30th. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful one-of-a-kind retreat and a one-of-a-kind way of spending time with me and growing and deepening spiritually and activating miracles in a way that we can't do anywhere else. Other things will be magical, but there's just a one-of-a-kind magic to this. All right, let's get into settling, shall we? So there's something about this, and I can just see how I've done it over the years. And as I share some examples, then you can look at how this may be showing up in your life. But I know I absolutely freaking did this in relationships. And it's because I had felt the impulse or the signaling internally, intuitively, like, this wasn't it anymore. It's time to go. this doesn't feel good. This doesn't feel like it's building me up. This doesn't feel like I'm building with someone. This doesn't feel like my long-term plan. Like, I'm getting clear signals that this is not it. And there were parts of me that were afraid to let go, afraid to call it quits, afraid to say, I'm going to let this go now. I don't know. Like, I've invested so much into it. Like, what do I walk away with now? And will I find something? Like, you know, all those limiting conversations that we have, and they're valid in the sense that, hey, if you're feeling it, you're feeling it. But the way that settling comes in here and the suffering comes in here is when you get those cues that it's time to move on or this isn't it, then there's a part of you that is being called to expand, to open up into new territory, to, you know, let's say expand your wings and soar into new territory. But because that is also scary, and it can be frightening, and it's the unknown. And there can also be a lot of kickback from other people. Again, this is just an example. There can be kickback from other people and, you know, stories and projections and all this crap that there is a temptation to bring your wings back together and just put up a nest, stay here. But if you do that, there's a part of you that shrivels up and dies a little, because your soul and your spirit is like, it's time to fly. It's time to soar. There's something else here for me. But your human self doesn't know what's coming next. You can't see it. You can't predict it. It's not logical because it's never been experienced before. And there's that part of you that says, well, I want logic. I want it to make sense. I want to know exactly where I'm going. I want to know the good that's on my way so I can let go of this, because otherwise I'm not letting go of this. And that's something that we have to know within ourselves and know and catch ourselves when we do it. Because there are more people settling than there are choosing the initiations of expansion. It's just the way it is, unfortunately. We are like, there's comfort in that. So when there's that part of you that says, well, I don't want to give up on this yet, or I don't want to quit this yet, or a part of me just feels like I should stay here until this happens, or until the kids are older, until I'm older, until I lose weight, until I feel more confident, until I give this another try, even though I give it 250 tries. When we do that, we're stifling. We have to, in order to stay and be okay, we have to shut down the part of us that's ready to emerge and to unfold and to move into new territory. And that part of us is life itself. It's life itself. We call it the divine, call it God moving through you, but it wants to move through you. But then you can't let it, because if you were to let it, then you would have to make a move that you're uncomfortable with. So we can look at this in career as well. In career, it looks like this isn't it anymore. I have to really force myself to go to work, and I'm maybe even on medication, or I have to drink wine every single night to deal with this, or I just, you know, you're numbing and avoiding and trying to ignore the fact that all signs point to no for this career or for this situation or for this position or for the business model or for whatever it is. But you're not willing to, again, spread those wings, fly into new territory, feel the feels that come with that, to hold the faith as you do that, to get the feedback from people that are like, how could you ever leave this? This is the most money that you've ever made. Or where are you ever going to find a job like this? Or what about your benefits? I'll tell you, I had this experience myself when I was leaving New York Life, life insurance company, years ago. I had made the most money that I had ever made. And I was a solo parent that had a high school equivalent GED, did not even graduate high school. I did play around with going to college, community college, for a little bit, and then that didn't work out. It just didn't work out financially for me. But I always enjoyed growing and learning. I just didn't like the institution of school as much. I liked more freedom, but that's a whole other conversation. But let's just say this, everyone was on me like, you're wrong. What are you doing? How could you do this? Like, you're making a poor choice. You're being irresponsible. And part of that made me want to bring my wings back in, contract, and say, fuck it, then I may as well just stay here. I may as well just post up right here and just learn to deal with it like everyone else learns to deal with it. And there was just a part of me that I couldn't do that. I knew too much. I was too connected to the divine. I was too connected to my intuition. I had felt too much. I had known too much. And I just knew that I was unavailable to settle and suffer there. So I spread my wings and I learned to fly and I did the damn thing. But of course, I didn't do it on my own. I had a lot of support. When I say support, I was investing in myself. I was growing. I was evolving. I was putting myself around other people that are unavailable for bringing their wings back in and clipping their wings. Like, they were unavailable. I had to be around that. When we're around a bunch of people that have just clipped their wings and said, here I am, I'm just in a cage. I'm in a cage that I put myself in. Then we stay stuck there. But when we say, like, I'm unavailable to clip my wings, I'm willing to fly and fly funky for a little bit. I'm willing to fly and maybe have to cry a bunch and grieve the old as I wait and sit and witness as the new emerges through me. And I've seen this with women. I've seen women that have come into my world and they have clear vision of, like, I'm meant to do this now. And they, it's scary. I mean, let's be real. Can we be real for a moment? This is not the easiest thing to do. To pivot is not easy. It's not easy. You will grow and you will become a new person in it. But sometimes that becoming a new person is not something we're willing to do in the moment. But I will tell you that you get to choose. Growth and evolution and the initiations and discomfort that come with that, or you can choose the discomfort and the pain of suffering and settling. And this conversation, I'm just feeling it in my body right now. I'm feeling like this is such an important conversation. I want to hear from you if this is something that's landing for you on some level. So we can also do this in smaller aspects in the way that we just treat ourselves, where we live, how we live. Sometimes I will say this, that you just don't know that more is available to you right now, because unconsciously there's like a decision that has happened, because unconsciously we have a set of programs and parameters of who we are in terms of our identity. So there's ways that we've just sat in our shit and in our suffering and we're like, but this is what's available right now. There's nothing else available. But I want to tell you this right now, what I want to tell you. And I'm getting excited about this, is that the first step is to decide and give yourself permission that you are available for more. Sometimes people think that the first step is, well, I made a decision, now let me make a clear plan. In some realms, that is true. In some corners of the internet, in some corners of personal and spiritual development, that might be true. But guess what? In this corner, that's not how I work. And that's really, it's a harder way, where I'm not saying that the plan isn't required, but the first step is giving yourself permission that I am willing to soar. Acknowledge where you've clipped your wings. Acknowledge where you've created a cage. Acknowledge where you've gotten comfortable in a cage that smells like stink and stagnant and isn't giving you life. Acknowledge where you may have backtracked and find yourself having the kind of conversations and things you used to, doing the patterns and behaviors that you used to, and notice, like, damn, somewhere along the way, I have clipped my wings and I've settled. And forgive yourself. It's not something that I'm sure. It's not something that you consciously chose. These things happen as the world around us mirrors to us, just settle. Or, and they don't say it that way. It sounds like love, and it sounds like they care about you, and it sounds like all these things. And it sounds like your own fears sometimes, but you have to acknowledge where you have. And if there's a place where you want more and you're ready for more and you're saying, like, this is who I am, there's a process in that. And I have a process in building your identity and rebuilding your identity. This is something I love to do with my private clients, by the way. So if you feel called to that, come on over. We can work with it. But what I want to say is this, the first step that you can do right where you are is make a decision and give yourself permission. This is also something I talk about in the five pillars that I go over in the Manifest Your $10,000 a Month workbook. That workbook is very much for business owners, online business creators, people that want to make money selling something online and make money through it. But it's also a guide for getting clear on what you deserve, what you're giving yourself permission to have, clarifying your desires, and actually allowing yourself to take the action when you're clear. So that's what I'm saying about the action piece is you want to get clear on where you've been settling. You want to get clear where you have shrunken, shriveled, and maybe even like sense that you may have. You may just sense it like, damn, I haven't been jazzed about life. Maybe I don't have as much hope as I did. I don't have as much belief as I once did. I don't know. I just feel stagnant. I don't feel the juice I once felt. Chances are somewhere along the line, you've settled and felt like, whether it's conscious or not, like this is all I get to have right now. So I may as well just close up shop on imagination. I may as well close up shop on manifestation. I may as well close up shop on really allowing myself to have the desire that is a magnet right now and giving myself yes right now. So when you get clear and you know, you can start to make a plan and say, all right, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a move. What are your moves then? Then that's where the strategy and the plan comes in. But either way, along the way, I just want you to know it's going to be comfortable. I don't want you to think that it's just going to be ease and grace the whole time. There's going to be times where grace comes through and you're like, damn, that was grace. That was God's grace. That was, wow, I don't even know how that happened. I don't even know where that came from. And then there's going to be times where you feel like you have to step over the line and just step towards a new way of being and make a new choice. And it might be the hardest thing you feel like you're doing because you're going against every part of your programming. But there's magic in that. There's magic in that. So I want you to look for, where have you clipped your wings? Where have you decided that this is all I get to have now? And kind of just lowered the expectation of all things that are good, or not all things that are good, but the big things, the juicy things, the radical shifts, the quantum leaps, the wow, that just blew my mind. A lot of women do this with money. And I have a whole program on this called Money Miracles. And I want to tell you this just so you get prepared, because I have been having, it's like I'm nesting and just allowing it to cultivate, but I've been having something new come through, and it's about energy and your heart and money and allowing. And you think of what Miracle Week used to be. It's like a new, improved, activated here and now version of that has been birthing through me. I'm pregnant with it. So stay tuned for that. But what I want to say is this. We can do this with our money because we get so used to a way that a thing has been. So we just keep expecting it. There's like this unconscious expectation of this is the way it's going to keep being. But you have to draw the line in the sand and say, no, no, I'm willing, available for more. Where have I clipped my wings? And I want to cultivate my wings again. And really, your wings are your faith. Your wings are your belief. Your wings are your identity. Like, you got to cultivate that and learn how to fly again. You got to learn how to fly. My friend Marie Claire, at one of my we were at Miracle Minded Immersion back in 2021. And by the way, that is a podcast. You'd have to go back and look. It should be around the fall, probably September, October of 2021, if you want to scroll back into these episodes. But she talks about chickens running with chickens and eagles running with eagles, because eagles are flying, eagles are soaring, and chickens, they're not. And it was just so funny. It was a funny and very understandable metaphor, and I really loved it. Metaphor, analogy, you know what I'm saying. It was one of those. But it is worth listening to. But I want you to think about this. When you're settling, it's that chicken energy. And it's just that energy of like, I'm not soaring. In fact, I saw that a chicken could fly the other day on a funny reel. And I was like, oh my God, chickens fly? That sounds so funny. I should know that, but I didn't. And I was just like, whoa, because you don't see chickens flying. But the thing is, sometimes we have been trapped in chicken energy. Now I'm picking up this analogy. But sometimes we're trapped in this energy of like, I can't fly. Every time I try to fly, I fall. Every time I try, it just, whatever, it just doesn't work. But babe, you can feel if you're built to fly. You feel it. You know it in your bones if you're built to soar. But I want to tell you, get around other women that are soaring. Be around people that remind you of who you are, remind you to spread your wings, remind you and reflect back to you powerful ways of how you're settling. This is key. This is important. Get yourself in environments and be willing to obey when it's time to stop settling. Because when you settle and you say, I'm going to just contract my wings and I'm going to keep pushing through, it's going to suck. There's going to be a lot of hard things that happen. There's going to be things that don't work again and again and again and again. You're going to keep being faced with things, and it can hurt your confidence, but it's not meant to. What it's meant to is just reflect back to you. There's something bigger for you. There's something bigger for you. And I hope that you look in the mirror and remember and find it. So my friends, that's what I have for you today. I want to remind you to move towards the new, move towards the fresh. And only you can know and say what that is. Only you know it in your bones. Only you know that bigger version of you. It's not completely ditching and dissing and abandoning the version of you you are now. You actually have her in you. You have this aspect of you in you. It's a seed that wants to become. It wants to blossom. Will you allow it? Will you go out of the cage that you've created for yourself? So I can't wait to hear how this lands for you. If there's someone in your life that is moving through a transition, whether it's a breakup, a divorce, a career change, a big pivot in life, they feel called to start a business. They're feeling like they have something they know they're meant to do, or there's some sort of insight that's coming through. Maybe they're moving through a journey where they're letting go of some sort of addiction or habit or something that isn't serving them. Maybe they're just looking for a life that feels lit up, someone that's going through depression or anxiety. My friends, I've suffered with these things. And I'll tell you that so often the suffering comes from this. Somewhere along the line, we've clipped our wings. We believe that we shouldn't have it, that we did something wrong, that the way we tried too hard, we tried too much, we're being too much, our desires are too much, but they're not. They're not. That's why I want to remind you, and maybe you remind someone you care about today by sending them this episode. All right, my friends, I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank you for being part of this community. If you're called to come to Bali and spread your wings and see what is there for you, please come forward. Please reach out. I would love to chat with you about it. If you have not left a review on this podcast, and this podcast is helping you in any sort of way, I would love to have your 5-star review down below. Send us a screenshot and I will send you my favorite money meditation. It's a meditation that has been loved by my community for a long time. It's currently for sale, but I'm happy to send it to you as a free gift. Just make sure you send a screenshot of your actual review. That's what gets you the gift. I want to thank you. I want to send you a big blessing. Just may you remember your true wingspan, truly what you're made of. And remember that the first step is acknowledging and giving yourself permission, because you will be led and grace will fill in the gaps, and you will be led. You don't have to know exactly where you're going every step of the way. You just have to begin to say yes and know what it's like to walk in faith. All right, my friends, many blessings, and remember to stay miracle-minded. Bye, until next time.